BC's Ministry of Transportation says a full force of de-icing crews and snowplows was still not enough to clear the Alex Fraser Bridge of snow Tuesday evening, leading to several car crashes that ultimately closed the crossing for about 5 hours. Janelle State, Regional Director of Highway Services, told media Wednesday that 30 pieces of equipment were deployed on highways. However, a raft of problems compounded, leading to some very extraordinary commutes for folks. First, traffic congestion began earlier than normal in the day, as commuters rushed home early. The bridge had one lane closed each way for crews to de-ice the cables in the late afternoon, said State. Snow then began falling very quickly, as much as 6 centimeters in an hour, she said. Car crashes then occurred on the bridge and the snowplows subsequently got stuck in traffic. The congestion was another piece of it that made it challenging for the pieces of equipment to do the work, she told reporters. Finally, snow and high winds forced the closure of the bridge, regardless of the vehicle accidents, said State. Drive BC announced on Twitter at 8:09 p.m. Tuesday that the 7-lane bridge had closed following several vehicle incidents. At 12:51 a.m., the bridge reopened with 2 northbound lanes and 1 southbound lane. The ministry is reviewing the ordeal that saw motorists stranded on the bridge deck for hours, said State, who noted several times that extraordinary congestion was the big issue. I can absolutely assure you that we're having a debriefing to see how do we ensure that, moving forward, we don't see the same type of congestion that we experienced last night, she said. That debriefing will include weighing the risks of keeping the bridge open versus having motorists stuck in vehicles for hours, potentially without food and water and running out of gas. Given all resources were allocated to the foreseeable snowstorm, State was asked if more equipment and service was needed. The resources they, Main Road Group, have are in line with the response specifications that we've laid out. Again, part of it is just being able to get to those roads to be able to plow them. So, if there are opportunities for the public to move over with the amber lights, that enables our contractor to ensure they are meeting the specifications that we laid out, she said. Asked about communication, State said the ministry warned the public of the coming storm on Monday via social media accounts. State stressed the need for drivers to be prepared for winter conditions and stay home when they can. She said the ministry is not contemplating winter tire mandates for the Lower Mainland. Snowstorm by the numbers. 10 to 25 centimeters of snow reported across the Lower Mainland. 30. Vehicles removing snow or de-icing highways for Ministry of Transportation. 1,050. Tons of salt in City of Richmond Works Yard. 3,000. Tons of salt in City of Vancouver Works Yard. 17,000. Tons of salt in City of Surrey Works Yard. 89. BC Ferries sailing cancellations. $250. Minimum, in fines for not clearing snow from your sidewalk by 10 a.m., Vancouver.